Hey y'all, I'm Damon Oates, founder of Deco Exchange. Who else has heard that crafting is just a hobby? I turned my love of crafting into a thriving, multi-7-figure company, surrounded myself in an amazing community, and met some amazing business owners along the way. I'm here to show everyone that makers mean business.
What is going on, you guys? It is Parker here with the Makers Mean Business podcast. Y'all, I am back for episode 5 of 7 in this 7-part series that I've been doing, A Maker's Journey to Resilience. Y'all, I'm going to be a little transparent with you guys. I had originally planned to talk about just customer service in general in this episode, but I think I'm going to call an audible. I think I'm going to change it up. It didn't feel organic to me. It didn't feel like it fit very well, and I didn't want to force it. I know it was originally on the outline that I had put together, but I just felt like it wasn't a good fit for what I was trying to do and the points I was trying to get across. So I'm gonna switch it up a little bit. This one is actually gonna be about customer feedback. It definitely does play along with customer service in a way, because you know, if you're doing customer service work, you're also probably getting feedback from your customers. But I really just wanted to pivot it just a little bit. I felt like this whole theme, customer feedback, it'll just open up a much broader discussion. And I think it'll be a lot more meaningful as we talk through all of that. I think I'm going to start by saying the first thing I can honestly think of is there's been this saying like the customer is always right. You guys can come for me if you want, but I think that is total BS. I think there are times where the customer is just wrong. I think there's times where the customer is just wrong, but I think I want to talk about my reasoning behind that. And I think it's going to feed back into this customer feedback kind of discussion that I wanted to have today. I think there are lines in the sand between a business and a customer and a service provider and their clients. And I think having very clear boundaries and policies is extremely important. And honestly, I don't really know what made me go this direction, but I just kind of felt compelled to talk about it. I think as going through the seasons of our business, and especially when you're dealing with, you know, issues or mistakes that you've made and it affects your customer. And I think it's kind of like a learning curve where you figure out what works for you and what works for your customer and what you're willing to do and what you're not willing to do. And I think really a lot of this goes back to finding your perfect person. If there's always going to be those people who just want, you know, everything for free, they want everything and more, they want you to bend over backwards for them. And I think sometimes that's appropriate and sometimes it's not. And figuring out how to navigate those waters is going to be a part of your business and how to deal with that. Sometimes you have to fire customers, y'all. It's just true. And I promise I'll try to wrap this all back to the journey and the issue. But you know, as we have grown our business, as we have, I guess, gained experience, as we've messed stuff up, as we've talked with our customers, as we've gotten feedback, it's become clear that some people just aren't for you. Sometimes you just aren't for some people, you and your business and your service and what you do. And I think identifying that and honestly being okay with that is a really important thing to learn and to understand. And I'll give you guys a real life example with our business. It's no secret. We have struggled with shipping times since day one. Logistically, it's difficult, y'all, to get stuff out fast. Fast being, you know, next day, same day. It doesn't work for us in the current season of our business. And to give you, a little bit of insight into what I'm talking about. On the inside looking out, when I'm talking about like warehouse deliverability and getting stuff out on time, and on time or fast, I guess I should say, a lot of people have this idea that we should be like Amazon, right? Like have Amazon delivery times where, you know, you can order stuff today and Amazon will have it to you tomorrow, which is insane. But I think that's kind of set the bar for some people and that's what they expect from everyone. But the reality is like that's probably never going to happen with Deco Exchange. Definitely not next day. I just don't see how that would be even possible, especially now that we manufacture some of our own stuff. A lot of our stuff is made to order now, you guys. If you don't know about us or in our business and you're just randomly listening, you know, we own DecoExchange.com. We have product that we have that's sitting on our shelf that's ready to ship. But we also have a full-blown print shop where we cut and print our own door hangers, our own metal signs, our own wooden signs, all kinds of stuff. And the fact of the matter is, like, we don't work on yesterday's orders until today when it comes to printing and manufacturing. So the idea that something would ship same day is just probably not going to happen. But all that to say, if there is a customer that's saying, oh my gosh, I'm not going to shop with you guys because you can't ship the same day or the next day, I understand. But I also understand that if that's your expectation of us, then it's never going to work out. I'm probably never going to get there, and you're never going to be happy. And I'm okay with saying, that's fine, don't shop with us. And that's not to be mean. That's not to be, I don't know if this is explicit or not on this podcast. I'll be honest. I'm not sure what the rules are. But not to be an ass, but like I just can't do that. And it did take a while to be okay with that. Now, do I still want to get stuff out fast? Absolutely. Am I still going to strive to get stuff out and get everyone what they ordered as fast as possible? Absolutely. But I think, again, taking in that customer feedback and understanding it and navigating those waters internally and as well as with customers, I think it's an important skill. And it unfortunately, I think it takes practice and it takes experience and it takes a lot of open-mindedness. You know, Damon is extremely strong-willed, and he, you know, it's kind of his way or the highway when it comes to his community, his business, the way that he runs things. And I think that's a very good thing. And I'll explain what we did, and maybe it'll help kind of shed some light on how we worked through this and how we thought about this. So the first thing we did a long time ago is we set policies. Right, we have black and white written policies. And this is not just about shipping time. This is about all of the things in our business. You know, when do we take returns? How do we take returns? What that looks like, if there's a restocking fee. There's, you know, all of these different issues, honestly. And all of these different bullet points and all of these different scenarios we created based on the customer's feedback and people who, you know, had requests, people who had grievances, complaints, whatever you want to call them, just general thoughts on how things should happen. So we basically tempered what Damon wanted and what we wanted for our business with the mixture of what the customers expect and what we think is fair. The first thing I would say to do is write out those policies and see how they fit for you. You know, see if that feels good, if that sounds good. And the thing I'm going to hear a lot of people say is, well, I don't know if that's right or wrong. That's okay. Because what you're going to do is you're going to gain experience over time and you'll be able to adjust those policies. Now, if you write something down, I think you should stick with it at the time. You know, if a customer comes back to you and say, well, your shop policy says XYZ, you're kind of locked into that. But what you can do is change that going forward and adjust it. And it's not always, you know, I wouldn't think of it as a battle between you and your customer. What you want to do is do something that's fair for both. Because at the end of the day, I think you still have to run a business. You still have to, you know, make money. You still have to keep the lights on, right? But you also have to have some kind of customer retention, right? You know, if a customer feels like they're getting taken advantage of, they just won't shop with you anymore. So I think you really have to sit down and kind of weigh those different scenarios and options. Another example, I guess I'll talk to about this, especially when it comes to our policies, and it might add some more value to this discussion or get you thinking. Some companies offer, you know, free returns and free replacements and all of that stuff, and we don't. It's definitely not a hot topic in our business. There's not very many people that either complain about that or give us feedback about that and say, hey, you guys should really take returns. This is not fair, whatever. But I know that there are companies that do. And I'll just use this as a scenario to kind of talk through our thinking about it. You know, our markup is not huge. We don't have this huge margin in our products. We also have a very small team. We're constantly behind. So, you know, taking returns, putting stuff back on the shelf, having to sell it again, that costs money at the end of the day. And if we were to do those types of things more than we do now, I'm so thankful that we don't. We would have to adjust our margins to make up for that, to make sure that we're still turning a profit. you know, I'm super thankful that our customers love our product and don't have to return it very often or don't ask for returns very often. But when they do, the way that we balance that was say, okay, that's fine, but we have a restocking fee. Our customer service team is going to have to deal with that issue. They're going to have to print you a label. They're going to have to put it back on the shelf. And then the sales team, which is, you know, mostly me, Damon, and Megan, are going to have to sell that product again. Like, it's almost not worth it for us to even take the return. Now, if the shoe was on the other foot and we were constantly, you know, let's say maybe we were dealing with clothing, for example, I can totally see a reason for, you know, having returns on clothing, because what if something doesn't fit right? You know, you always hear if it's true to size or if it's not. You know, a large for one brand might be a different than a large for another, which you might think that you wear a small, but you should be in a large. And, you know, there's all of these different things that go into it. So building that into your policy and also into your business is also going to add a lot into your profit margins. It's going to weigh on your business if you're not prepared for that, and if it's not in your policies, and if it's not in all of your things that you do. You know, I'm really hoping this is making sense, because I'm trying to tie in, I guess, how whenever you make mistakes or whenever a customer perceives you for making a mistake, how you can listen to what they have and basically compare it to what you're doing in your business now. I think it's very important to be open-minded. I think going back to the customer's always right, I really don't believe that. But I do believe that there's truth to what everyone gives you feedback on. Whether they say it out of anger or, you know, that person, if they're complaining about an issue or a policy that you have in your shop or the way that you've done something, they felt strongly enough about something to let you know. And while you may or may not agree, there's probably some truth to it. And I think what you need to do is weigh what that person said with what you think and see if that's a good fit for you and your business. We've adjusted policies over time. We've adjusted the way that we've handled things over time. And y'all, don't tell all of the team, but another thing that I implemented that might be helpful for your business is we kind of have some sort of floating policies, meaning internally, you know, we have a customer service department. We have a couple people that work there and they handle issues and concerns and tickets and all that stuff. They have the black and white policies that's customer facing, and then they have their own internal policies that's like, if this feels right, if it feels unfair to the customer, then you're allowed to go up to this, right? You guys have probably heard like a PETA fee, a pain in the ass fee. We basically wrote the policies as if every customer was a pain in the ass, right? This is what I think is fair no matter what. If someone, you know, calls in and they're very nice and they're understanding, you know, basically treats us like humans, then you're allowed to like bend the policies this much. Now, if someone calls in guns blazing, and I think you guys, if you've ever dealt with those types of customers, you know, one of their favorite lines is, I'm going to call the Better Business Bureau and all of these things. Well, ma'am, this is our policy. I'm sorry, right? We still practice excellent customer service, but the boundaries of that is a little more narrow, right? Again, all of the customer complaints, all of the customer feedback, I think is very important. It's just a matter of how you intake it, how you understand it, how you implement it in your business, if you even decide to implement it at all. Going back to what I was saying earlier, sometimes you just have to let customers go. I don't want those customers that are going to complain about every single thing. The reality is we live in an imperfect world. And while I strive for really great product all of the time, sometimes things happen that are out of our control. And sometimes it's really just not a big deal. And we kind of let those things go. An example of that, if you guys aren't following, you know, we sell a lot of spools of ribbon. We've had people call in and complain like the cardboard on the ribbon is bent. And, you know, they're wanting a refund. They're wanting some kind of something from that. And the reality is that that's not our thing. That's not what we're going to do. You know, we don't sell to businesses. We don't sell really. When I say businesses, I mean like retail stores. The look of the ribbon when it gets to you, as long as it's still on a roll and still like usable. Now, if it got soaking wet or something like that, it's totally different, right? But I think you guys probably get what I'm going for here. There are just some issues. They're just not relevant to us. And if they're relevant to you as a customer, it's probably not a good fit, right? This all kind of goes back to finding your perfect customer. But I think it also prompts people or prompts us to do reality checks sometimes. Now, going back to the cardboard example, it's like if everyone was calling in complaining about the cardboard, then we have a packing situation, right? Like our packers are not doing a good job keeping the boxes packed safe and doing a good job doing that. But if it's a one-off thing, I think you guys kind of get what I'm saying. You kind of have to judge and use your judgment on customer feedback on how it's going and how it works out for you. Y'all, I know this kind of went off of my general outline for what I was planning to do for this episode, but I really hope you guys enjoyed, I guess, the way I think through some of this stuff and wrapping this back into a problem. It really becomes a learning experience. It really becomes a way for you to better your business, your team, your processes, your flow, your all of the things. And sometimes customers will give you feedback and it can be invaluable. Sometimes they can give you feedback and it just be something that maybe it really just isn't that important to you and your business. And what I wanted to say is that's okay. I want you to keep an open mind and think about what customers are saying and how it can impact you and your business in a positive or a negative way. Y'all, I hope this really helped. I hope this kind of got your wheels turning. I hope it really made sense. I was definitely a little less structured on this episode because I had my outline for what I wanted and it just didn't feel right. So I wanted to kind of pivot a little bit. If you guys are enjoying this series, make sure that you subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. I'll catch you next time on the Makers Mean Business podcast. See you soon. Thank you.